I've made videos about firing on the surface, pit firing, firing in primitive kilns, firing in brick enclosures with charcoal, and numerous other ways of firing pottery without a kiln. And yet, people still ask me more questions about yet further ways of firing pottery without a kiln. So let's talk a little bit about some of those questions people ask me. Here's the most common question. Can I fire pottery in my oven, in my kitchen? No, you can't. Stop asking that question. A kitchen oven doesn't get anywhere close to hot enough to fire pottery. But my second most popular question is related because it's using a way that we cook food to fire pottery. Can I fire pottery in my barbecue? Well, I always tell people, I don't know. Try firing in a barbecue and let me know how it works out. I've answered that question in a similar way many times, and yet nobody has ever returned here and said, hey, I tried to fire pottery in my barbecue and it either did work out or didn't work out. So today, I'm gonna answer that question for you. I'm gonna go get a barbecue and I'm gonna try firing pottery in it. So this is a little pot I have been waiting to fire. This is called Neck Banded. We made this in the Ancient Potters Club in, I think, November 2023 as our monthly project. This pot has just been sitting around my studio waiting to get fired. So today I'm gonna go get myself a barbecue and I'm gonna answer the age-old question, can I fire pottery in a barbecue? All right, so I don't wanna spend all day looking for a barbecue because I really wanna get this pot fired. But at the same time, I don't wanna spend a ton of money on the barbecue. So I am gonna look around, see if I can get my best deal. So I'm at Walmart, which is my first stop because I figured they might have the cheapest barbecues. And then if they don't have a good barbecue at a reasonable price, Home Depot is right on the corner, so I'll try that next. So it's the week before Christmas and it's probably gonna be a madhouse in here. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning. So hopefully we can get in and out pretty quick. So the only inexpensive charcoal grill they had at Walmart was this little blue one, which was over 60 bucks and really not the right shape I was looking for. So in the end, I decided to go check out Home Depot. So Home Depot had these two small charcoal grills, which are really about the right size and shape I was looking for. Unfortunately, the cheaper of the two sat right on the ground and I wasn't sure it would get the right air circulation. So I went for the more expensive of the two here because it's kind of lifted off the ground. I think that's going to do better for getting the oxygen that we're going to need. So I bought this and brought it home. Just for full disclosure, I spent a total of $69.51. Now, that's a lot to fire a pot. But if you were going to use this over the course of some time to fire many pots, then it would probably be worth it. The price of charcoal is a little bit prohibitive for firing pottery, and more than, you know, using firewood or other ways of doing it. But still, I don't think it's over the top. I paid $17.97 for this bag. And I think with the size of this grill, I could probably fire maybe at least three times using this bag. I'm just guessing, but definitely more than once. Now with this size of grill, you can't fire a big pot. It's gonna have to be a relatively small pot. But I mean, a lot of you, that's all you make is small things. It's not that big of a deal. So let me get this opened up and figure out how it works and get started on this firing. So, register your grill. Probably what I'm doing in this grill is gonna void the warranty anyway. Warranty will be voided if you fire pottery in it or exceed 700 degrees Celsius. Well, I guess that's me. The assembly guide, I don't know if I need this, maybe I do. Yeah, I need to put the feet on the bottom. Definitely gonna need to add the feet. There's a plastic handle for the top, which I don't think I'll add because I'm gonna get this a lot hotter than it was intended. Chances are this thing's gonna melt or catch on fire, neither one of which I want. The grill goes right on top of those wing nuts that holds it in place. Now I think I'll put this grill in because I'll use it to set the pot on. But this larger grill I won't use because I want the pot to be a little deeper than that. You see, I'm gonna wanna have a whole layer of charcoal beneath the pot, enough that it's producing quite a bit of heat there.
And then I'm going to want to have charcoal over the pot as well. Actually, I'm going to put it upside down like that, and I'll heap the charcoal up and over it quite a bit. Hopefully it'll get enough oxygen with the holes that are here. Otherwise, I can always drill more holes in this later, but at first I want to try it with just the oxygen holes that were provided and see how that works. Okay, I think that's all I need to do. I think I'm ready to get started. So I'm going to take this out in the yard and put some charcoal in it and see if I can get going. I decided to set the pot up on a couple of little pieces of broken pottery sherd just to make sure I get good air circulation because those coals were pretty tight on the bottom of that grill. It's been burning for about 3 hours and it still hasn't really got up to temp. Last I checked, it was around 500 Celsius. Let me see what I can find. Got about 530. About 530 there on the edge of the pot. So still below temp. I need it to get to at least 700 to do what I need to do. So I don't know why. It's just there's parts over here that aren't even burning. It's kind of burning lethargically and kind of unevenly, you know, like it's burning more on this side than it is on this side. I just don't understand what that's about, but I'm going to add some more fuel. It could be a lack of oxygen because, like I said, there's only, you know, those four small holes in the bottom and four in the top. So perhaps if you're going to fire this way, you'd be better off to drill some extra holes in this thing. So, I'm going to add a little more charcoal and hopefully bump this thing up. Get it going. Maybe leave the lid off for a while too. I mean, when you take the lid off, you're letting more oxygen in, but you're also letting more heat out. So I just don't know what the balance is there. Editing this video, I'm reminded of just how difficult firing pottery really is. And I don't just mean firing pottery in a barbecue, but firing pottery in any way, even traditional kiln-fired pottery. Firing pottery is usually the most complex and difficult part of making pottery. And so it behooves anybody trying to learn to make pottery to try to learn to fire well. Back in 2013, I realized that firing was the weak point in my knowledge. At that point, I'd already been making primitive pottery for going on 20 years, probably over 20 years, but it was kind of off and on. And I realized that I knew a lot about, you know, getting clays and different slips and pigments, and I knew a lot about forming pots. I knew a lot of stuff, but the weak point, even after 20 years of practice, was firing because it is so complicated. And so I went out to learn firing really well, and I fired every day for the course of that year. And I didn't always fire every day. Sometimes it was 3-4 times a week, but it was a lot. And I'd go out first thing in the morning and fire pottery and then be back and at work in front of my desk by 9. Now, I know not all of you have the ability to go out and fire pottery every morning, but that's a great way to learn, a great way to get a lot of hands-on experience. Another great way to learn, especially if you don't have the time to go out and fire every day, is my online Outdoor Pottery Firing 101 Masterclass, which covers all the basics and even the science behind outdoor pottery firing. It's a great foundation if you're hoping to get out there and fire pottery without a kiln. So if you're interested, check that out. It's a really good value for anybody wanting to learn that. I'll put the link to that online masterclass here on the screen and down in the doobly-doo. Okay, so you see what happened here? I left this alone for like 20 minutes, half an hour tops, and with the lid off, and it just burned everything down. So lack of oxygen was definitely a problem that was going on in here. I think, see, we're only 400 there now. So it's definitely cooling at this point quite a bit. So I don't know if I should add more fuel to try to get that top hot enough, or the what's actually the bottom of the pot, because it's upside down. if I should try to get that bottom hotter, or if it's gotten hot enough, I don't really know. I kind of feel like adding more fuel just to make sure that that bottom gets hot enough. So I think I'm gonna add some more charcoal and then let it burn some more. Okay, now the coals are at this point kind of holding, the coals are holding that lid up, and I think that's good because that's gonna let more air in. So another thing you could do besides drilling holes in it is you could kind of put something to hold that lid up. That'd give you some air right around the middle where it would do some good. But more oxygen definitely is needed here. We'll see how that does.
So having the lid propped up like this didn't really work, because as it burned down, it didn't take more than a few minutes before that lid just started setting back down where it was and kind of blocking oxygen again. So in the end, I opted to put these sherds, these broken pieces of pottery, over the coals, over the pot. And those worked really good to just hold the heat in.
Okay, so taking the lid off actually made a huge difference. Taking the lid off by itself cooled down the bottom of the pot, or the top, you know, the part that was highest up. But taking the lid off and covering it with sherds really helped raise the temp. So the problem we can see by that was all along was lack of oxygen. So once I pulled the lid off, we're able to get oxygen in. But we need something to kind of hold that heat on the pot, especially as those coals kind of want to slip down and expose it, it'll cool off rapidly. So these pieces of broken pottery on the top are kind of holding that heat in, and so that's good. I think the optimal way to do it would be to drill more holes. Holes in the bottom of this barbecue, as well as some more holes in the top, just to let more oxygen in and allow those coals to burn more freely. It's pretty darn hot right now. I'll give you a temperature reading. We are at about, well, right on the sherd there, we're about 400 degrees. If I can get in on the pot itself, I'm not able to get a good reading there. Hold on. I'll try over here. I got a better shot in at the pot here. I've got high 600s, about 680, something like that, in here on that on the pot right there in the coals. So that's good. 650, 700, right in there. High 600s, low 700s. So we're significantly hotter. I think when we had the lid off, we were probably looking in the 500s. So we're up in making ceramic temperature. It's still not as hot as I would have liked it, but like I said, if we could put that lid on and drill more holes, maybe a future video I can look into doing some improvements to it. But I mean, it's so hot that it's hard to be next to right here. It's putting off a lot of heat. So I think we've done what we needed to do. I'm anxious to get the pot out and look at it, but I have to let it sit here and, you know, finish burning the coals and cool down. So it's going to be hours more. It'll be sometime later tonight when this is ready to pull out, and maybe even tomorrow morning. All right, it's the next morning. When I went to bed last night at 10 o'clock, there were still hot coals in here. The pot was still hot. So this took well over 12 hours. It must have been around 10 o'clock in the morning when I lit the fire, maybe 10:30 at the latest. And it was still burning, as I said, at 10 o'clock at night. So there's a problem here. Yeah, you can fire pottery in a barbecue grill, but you need to do some modifications. The problem was oxygen. As soon as I took the lid off, the coals on top burned up relatively quickly. The ones at the bottom were the ones that were still smoldering at 10. And so what it needs more holes in the bottom and the top to let more air kind of circulate through, fresh oxygen come in, and those carbon dioxide and whatever else the fire's putting out to leave. And that's gonna allow it to burn more quickly, more efficiently, and get the pottery up to temp. So I think with a few modifications, this is really something that could work. So let me pull the pot out now and we'll see the results. All right, so here it is, kind of cleaned up and ready to go. Let's give it the ring test and see if it's fired. It It rings. It's definitely ceramic. We got some nice colors on here, places where it oxidized more to red, places where it didn't. Overall, I think we got a good success out of this firing. It did take a long time, and I made some modifications in the middle of the firing, so hopefully I can use that going forward. In the future, I hope to make some modifications to my little barbecue grill kiln and do another firing, so look forward to that video in the future. If you'd like to learn more about this charcoal firing in your yard, I'll put that video up right over here. Thanks for watching. I'll catch you next time.